Psalm 133. Let's pray it with Jesus. How good and pleasant it is to live in communion. It's like precious oil poured on Aaron's head, running down his beard and the collar of his robe. It's like the dew of Hermon falling on the mountains of Zion, where God gives blessing, life forever. Psalm 133 is a celebration of family, of nation, of Celtic community. As Christians, we pray it with Jesus, thinking of the Church of the risen Christ. Is the psalmist expressing longing for the reunification of northern and southern kingdom? He is expressing the importance and joy of unity in the community. Praying the psalm with Jesus, we think of Paul's beautiful words to the Christian community in Philippi. Paul writes, "If then there is any appeal in Christ, any consolation from love, any communion in the Spirit, any movements of compassion and feelings of love, make my joy complete. Be of the same mind, having the same love, being of one soul and of one mind. Do nothing from selfish ambition. Do not strive after or seek to find your value in things that are worthless, but in humility regard others above yourselves, so that not everyone is focused on themselves, but each is looking to the interest of others. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus." Verse 2 of the psalm has this image. It's like precious oil poured on Aaron's head, running down his beard and the collar of his robe. The fragrance of this precious oil passes from the priestly mediator right through to the assembly. The collar of the priest's robe is embroidered with 12 precious stones for the 12 tribes of Israel. Praying this psalm with Jesus, we recall Paul's words in his second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 2. Through us, Christ spreads in every place the fragrance that comes from knowing him. Our thoughts as we pray this psalm are on the church, the body of Christ. Paul writes in the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, "I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you be in agreement, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and with the same purpose." And we're all familiar with the hymn to love in chapter 13 of that letter. Paul writes, thinking of Jesus, "Love never stops caring. Love always acts in a kind way. Love doesn't act out of jealousy or envy. Love doesn't boast or behave in an arrogant way. Love doesn't act indecently or insist on its own way. Love doesn't give way to irritation or brood over wrongs. Love takes no pleasure in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. Love has space enough to hold and to bear everything and everyone. Love believes all things, hopes all things, and endures whatever comes. Love doesn't come to an end. So I repeat this brief prayer, Psalm 133, where the psalmist says, "How good and pleasant it is to live in communion. It's like precious oil poured on Aaron's head, running down his beard and the collar of his robe. It's like the dew of Hermon falling on the mountains of Zion. There, God gives blessing, life forever."